I bought you scotch and soda
and a lunch too.
In my soul. Then the baby came, I noticed change in you, girl. Why you wanna make such a big change? If we lose one another, you're gonna be the blame.
What a shame. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame, a shame, yeah.
That's a shame.
Baby, 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 baby,
yes.
Baby, baby, baby,
yes. I love you. That's the way I feel. Can love you. Whoa, I'm coming for real. I would lie, I would steal. Oh, one day, cheat you, baby. Alibi, I might even.
Wow, I mean, I never thunk, okay, never would have thunk that this was the same group that started back in 1963 up in Detroit. Well, they ended up on in New York labels. That was like, okay, listen, everything's new for Johnny G, too. I don't know everything. That is definitely for sure. But there you go, Sound of Detroit. That is a Detroit group. And that is a by request for listener Ron Harry in our YouTube chat room, The Sound of the Dynamics. That was May 1973 on Black Gold Records. What a Shame is the name of the tune. Let us continue here. Let's fill a request now for Edmund Williams. And I just stumbled upon this record looking for 50s stuff last Saturday. And I couldn't find this record for months and months and months. I communicate with Edmund like on, it might be maybe Tuesdays. It's usually late. So he says, Johnny, did you find any of my requests? And I said, I did find one. I says, and you probably have this record. He says, no, I don't, because he collects Sam Cooke's SAR and Derby labels. I think there's another label in there. But he said he doesn't have this record. This is okay, so I'll play it for you. Actually, he wants to hear both sides. We're going to play one side tonight. I think we should be safe with this. This, let's see, where is it? Don't tell me I didn't move it in here, Charlene. I might have forgot it. I hope I did not forget it. Ah, I did. What I did is, for certain records that I couldn't find for months and months and months, I said, Charlene, put them in another, maybe it's here. Okay, can't find. Records I can't, I'm telling you what I'm looking for. I can't find the Delicates. I can't find the Dynamic 7, and I have them in my collection. I can't find this. I've been looking for this Mark Green on Stang for 2 years. I can't find it. I'm looking for this Ella Washington for Busta. I can't find it. Let me see. I'm looking for this Lee Shot Williams. I can't find, but they're checked off. They're somewhere. I got three records. Here it is. Well, so Edmund requested we go out to Los Angeles, California. A request for Edmund Williams, a lead singer on this, can go from singing bass to high tenor. And for that reason, he used to use his alias, Johnny Two Voice, okay? But his real name was Johnny Morissette. And this is his, he first recorded as Johnny Two Voice on Dutone Records in 55, which I have, and on Specialty Records also in 1960. But then he used his real name when he signed with Sam Cooke's SAR label. Now, this is for a request for Edmund Williams. He doesn't have this. This is his second of nine, a tune written by Edward Lyons. It's produced by Sam Cooke. It came out in September of 1960. So by request for Edmund Williams, let's give a listen to Johnny Morissette. Johnny Morissette on SAR, and the song is called Dorothy. Here you go, Edmund, for you, Johnny Morissette.
Whoa, I got Dorothy on my mind.
Dorothy on my mind.
Fellas,
I got Dorothy on my mind.
I got Dorothy on my mind.
Dorothy on my mind.
Well, all night and all day, you can forever.
Okay, Amnon, that is for you. That's the sound of Johnny Morissette. Hold on a second, folks. Let me just move this over. Because I got to... I'm sorry, I didn't print that out, Charlene, on the sheet there. But that one there from... September 1960. That's on Sam Cooke's SAR record label, Johnny Morissette, Dorothy is the name of the tune. We're going to play the flip next week for Amnon. But let us continue here. So fill a request now for listener Amnon. And let's see. Sometimes I have trouble with this gal. They kind of get, well, let's see what they do. Let's see what the AI police do. So let's fill a request for listener Amnon as we go to Harlem, New York now for this gal. She is the daughter of jazz trombonist Gordon Austin. In addition, her godparents were Quincy Jones and Dinah Washington. And she signed with Coral Records back in 1965. She would have 10 releases on Coral through 1968. She would then have one on ABC before she signed with United Artists. And this was her first of three on the United Artists record label. This is produced by Henry Jerome, arranged by Richard Rome. Let's go to April of 1969 now and give a listen to Patty Austin, early Patty Austin on United Artists Records. And the song is called The Family Tree, and this is for Amnon. Here you go, Patty Austin.
What's my mama gonna do? Mama hears I've chosen you. Sister's gonna have a fit. I'll never hear the end of it. They'll yell and holler through the night. Tell me I'm not doing right. But baby, you and me, we don't need no pedigree. We'll rock the family tree. We'll shake it and break it, 'cause we're gonna make it.
There you go, Patty Austin there, her first of three on United Artists Records, a song entitled The Family Tree. That's going out to listener Amnon, April 1969 release there on United Artists Records, her first of three. Wow. Let's see here. Maybe we'll get thrown off with this tune here. I don't think so. Let's fill a request now for listener David Vilma in our YouTube chat room. This group formed at the Greater Harvest Baptist Church in Chicago around 1960. They would sign with Chess Records in 1962. Okay, they had their debut single came out in August of 62, a song called Father Knows Best. But let's give a listen to their sixth release. They would have 15 on the Chess label. This is their sixth on Chess, a tune written by Gerald Sims. And they're all singing on this, although Maurice McAllister at this time was the lead singer of the group. They were known as the Radiance. This charted number 91 on Billboard 14 on the R&B chart, and this was a number 4 record if you were tuned into WABQ in Cleveland, Ohio from March 65. For David Vilma, here are the Radiance. The Radiance on Chess, and it's called It Ain't No Big Thing. Here you go, David, for you, The Radiance. Great sound of the Radiance here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. That one there going out to David Vilma in our YouTube chat room. And that record released in March of 1965. That was their sixth release on the Chess record label. It Ain't No Big Thing. Well, Ain't No Big Thing, Johnny G being here spinning records in Vinyl Treasure overtime. Now I've been on 40 minutes longer, so that is a long time. It is. But anyway, let us try here to get thrown off, and let's fill a request. Now, I got to tell you about this next record, because I was going crazy looking for the record, right? And this is a request for listener Tom Maver. Okay, so he requested a Joe Simon 45 called You Keep Me Hanging On. So I had it checked off in the book, and I'm like, I'm looking in the box, and I said, I have this checked off. I can't find it. So I look on here, and what happened is I got two, the labels, I got two of the same labels on both sides of the 45. So that's, I showed you not the song I'm playing, even though that's a good tune also. But anyway, this is for Tom Maver, this singer from Simsport, Louisiana, but he would relocate to Oakland, Oakland, California in 1959, started singing in a vocal group called the Golden Tones. They recorded for the Hush record label, and he would go solo in 1960 when he signed with Fred Foster's Soundstage 7 label. He would have 21 releases on the label. Tom requested his seventh. Okay, first done, this song was first done back in 1967 by the Godson Brothers on the Bakersville International label. And this one is arranged by Chips Moman, who we lost not too long ago. And this is off of the LP he did. If you have that LP called No Sad Songs. Let's go to March of 1968 for listener Tom Maver, the great Joe Simon. Joe Simon on Soundstage 7, and the tune is called, in parentheses, You Keep Me, and it's called Hangin' On. Here you go, Tom, for you, Joe Simon.
It again, just enough, just enough to keep me hanging on. A love as true as mine will make you do most anything, like hiding tears and heartaches, dreaming those silly dreams. Oh, honey, you got me. Got me where you want me. And you keep me stringing along. Just enough. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, honey. Just enough. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Oh, tell me.
That's a nice tune there. I haven't played that in a long, long time. That one there going out to listener Tom Maver. That's the sound of Joe Simon. Joe Simon from March 1968 on the Soundstage 7 record label. You Keep Me, that's in parentheses, Hangin' On is the name of the tune. That's his seventh release for the Soundstage 7 record label. Let us continue here. Let's try to get thrown off here with this record. Ed Brown, I don't know if you're still in the chat room. There's copyright police are up there, though. I will see that. But this is for listener Ed Brown. And page 6, page 7. Where is page 7? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, come on, Johnny, 13, 12, 15, right here. Okay, here we go. So let's see how we do with Jackie Wilson now. I'm going to wake you all up. Let's go to he's originally from Detroit. Of course, he was a member of the Billy Ward and the Dominoes. He would leave for a solo career, 1957. He would have over 60 releases for the Brunswick record label. And he was also known as Mr. Excitement. And, of course, I'm talking about Jackie Wilson. This one released in February of 63. It's split between two pages. It's his 24th release on the Brunswick label. This is a song he wrote together with Alonzo Tucker. It's arranged by Dick Jacobs. This charted number 5 on the Billboard chart, number 1 on the R&B chart. So let's see what this does. Okay, Mr. Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement from February 63, going out to Ed Brown. It's called Baby Workout, Jackie Wilson. Here you go, Ed, for you.
Hey, you! Come out here on the floor. Let's rock some more.
Unbelievable here. Well, we're gonna have to force my way out of here, folks. So here's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna play a comparison record, okay? One after another, and then I'm gonna do a closer, and then I gotta get out of here. Okay, because I gotta do shopping tomorrow. I gotta do shopping for my parents tomorrow. Okay, I'm a caregiver for my two elderly parents. I got to do that. But anyway, there you go. That one there going out to Ed Brown. That is the sound of Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson from 1963. The song entitled Baby Workout on the Brunswick record label. So now what we're going to do is, on my test show, those, if I have any UK listeners listening to the program that were tuned into the music back in, let's see, this was 1968. Although this record originally done by the artist in June of 1967, someone else. So I played this on my test show. I think it was Paul and Kevin mentioned something about, or was it you, Malcolm, that mentioned that this was a big hit in the UK, this version of this song. Okay, so we're going to play them back to back here, and you could you can find out which one is the one that you prefer. Okay, but this is a London-based group. And they never had a hit here in the United States. They did not. Okay, but they had five U.S. releases, okay, here on the Date record label, and none charted nationally. None. Okay, but this song was a number one hit over in the U.K. Okay, and this is, they're called The Love Affair. It was their, and it turned out to be their first of five here on the Date record label, okay? And this features Steve Ellis on lead, okay? Of course, he would have solo releases in the 1970s on the Epic label. Although this did chart somewhere, it was a number two record on WMLO in Beverly, Massachusetts. So up first, we're going to hear the cover from February 68 by a group called Love Affair. Okay, and the song is Everlasting Love. That was first done by a Robert Knight. Okay, and Robert Knight was originally from Franklin, Tennessee. He was a member of a vocal group called the Paramounts that recorded for Dot Records back in 1960, but he would go solo in 1961 with a number of releases. I think Dot was one of the labels and some others, but he would sign with the Rising Suns label, which was Buzz Kaysen and Mac Gaydon's label. And that's when he experienced success. And this was his first of four. This was recorded at Monument Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is with the background vocals are by Buzz Kaysen and Carol Montgomery. And this charted number 14 on the R&B chart, number 13 on Billboard, number 11 on Cashbox, and was number one in many different markets here in the U.S. I'm going to play them back to back. First, we're going to hear the Love Affair version from February 68. We'll follow it up by Robert Knight's original version on Rising Suns from June 67, and then we're going to close out, folks. So here you go. Here is Everlasting Love by two groups. Love Affair is first. Here you go.
On a straight
It's amazing, folks, that they didn't, the copyright police did not shut me down. So that's like amazing, folks. But there you go. That is, I like that record. That's my favorite version. I can't play the Carl Carlton version. I've played that before here on the program. You see, with you, those of you that are new to the program, just finding out about this show, I can't take requests when I'm doing the show. I can only do instant requests here because I got over 200,000 45s. I'll never find them. Okay, down in the basement, up here, down in the rooms in the house, I'm not going to find the records. So you got to let me know in advance so I can pull them, okay? So you see the table is here. This is my guest table. So the records are on the table and under the table, okay? So anyway, but that's where all your requests are. And I pull them from there. And then I have another bunch that only people that send me one or two. Those on the table are ones that got people that send me multiple requests. But if you send me one or two, I keep them in one of the piles closer to me. But anyway, but that's going to do it for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show. I've been on too long. I can't. I had a tough day today. Now I still got to do some stuff, and then I got to roll into bed. But I will be back. So wait a minute. But listen, if you want to make a request here on the program, there were people that were typing in requests in the chat room. Charlene doesn't pick those up. Okay. So you got to email me or put them on my YouTube page. Okay. If you can go there and do it, because then I'll see it. But you got to email me at vinyltreasures@aol.com. Read all the stuff on my YouTube page. And again, I got to chalk it up because I had a lot of listeners tonight. I had almost 1,300 listeners that come in here to the program tonight. That's a lot. This show has been expanding. I will be back on Saturday night beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so if you do have a request that you'd like to hear from the 1950s, try to make it either a vocal group record. It can be an R&B record. All right, I'll let a rockabilly record slide, but I can't. I'll just lightly go out of the circles for that. But anyway, but if I have the record, I'll play it. But it's got to fit the format. Rock and roll records, I'll play. But you can't send me big hits because this platform is not for that. It's hard enough for anyone to do a live program with the records. They'll shut you down, okay? But they give me a little bit of leeway is what they do. So I have to, you know, YouTube likes, they like my channel. They told me about that already. So it's a, you know, I interact with you as I play the record. So when you send me the record, it's like I'm playing records for you. And we talk about it. And I try to give you a history and all that. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program this evening. Again, please subscribe to my YouTube page if you have not yet done so. Click that bell, the drop down to get all notifications, and give me a thumbs up if you dig what you heard tonight. I want to thank everybody for putting up with my babbling, but again, it is a visual. So you get a visual to see the records, and you get a visual from Johnny G with all my experiences. But we're going to close the show tonight now. I gotta go. It is late. We're gonna close the show with a request for Jim Lampley in Texas. And you know they're not real brothers, though. Okay. Where is this, Charlene? Here we go. The Blue-Eyed Soul Duo, okay, from Los Angeles, California, had a number of releases on the Moonglow label between 1962 and 1966, even though they were signed with Phil Spector's Phyllis label in 1964, so they recorded for Moonglow, but they were putting stuff out because they were having hits with You've Lost That Love and Feeling and whatnot. So they continued to put records out that they recorded and to capitalize on their success. So this is, they put out 13 releases by them. Well, some were legit when they were with the label, but this was their 8th of 13 release. Okay, this tune written by, this song was first done, I should say, by Lenny Welch. He did it first back in 1960. Of course, I'm sure that the most popular version came out in January of 61 by Roy Hamilton on the Epic label. That is probably the best-known version of this record. But this one, Charlene, I don't know what you got here. This charted number 67 on Billboard, number 15 on WHK in Cleveland, Ohio. Our closer tonight is for Jim Lampley in Texas, April 1965, The Righteous Brothers on Moonglow Records. It's called You Can Have Her is the name of the tune. That's going to do it, folks. Johnny G is out of here. Enjoy the remainder of your week. I'll see some of you on Saturday and Sunday nights. Send me your requests. VinylTreasures@AOL.com. Just want to say, everybody, so long. Here you go, Jim, for you. You Can Have Her, The Righteous Brothers. Someone to
flesh and good for your soul, baby.